Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day of mourning in the United Kingdom. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age covering the royals. Tells Fox News Prince Harry will surely be at the funeral.
I would absolutely expect Prince Harry to be there. I mean, you know, given that the pandemic is still going on and restrictions in the UK are quite serious, we don't know exactly what that will look like, but I do think that he will move heaven and earth in order to make sure that he will be there, certainly for the funeral. And the important thing is that the royal family is able to come together, support one another, and collectively mourn the loss of their patriarch.
The prince died Friday morning at Windsor Castle. President Biden's gun control measure is starting to take shape.
This is an epidemic, for God's sake, and it has to stop.
Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert suggested Thursday that President Biden is a tyrant after he argued the Second Amendment was not absolute. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The 7-year conflict between Russia and Ukraine is front and center as peace talks break down. There's reports of a Russian military buildup along the 250-mile contact line. U.S. warships may sail into the Black Sea to show a support for Ukraine. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Pentagon is said to be considering a deployment of U.S. Navy warships into the Black Sea as Russia continues its buildup of troops along Ukraine's eastern border. Washington would first have to get permission from Turkey 14 days in advance under a 1936 treaty because Ankara controls the Straits of the Black Sea. During the last Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby left little doubt concerning the U.S. support for Ukraine.
We pledge publicly to standing up and supporting the territorial integrity of Ukraine and calling on Russia to respect that territorial integrity.
At least 27 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the conflict this year. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks are preparing as a volcano in the Eastern Caribbean is ready to pop off. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities on the Eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent said they believe an active volcano is in danger of erupting and have ordered mandatory evacuations. The island's emergency management office switched the alert level to red as officials prepared to evacuate people who live near La Soufre volcano. They placed them aboard cruise ships, sent them to nearby islands, or took them to shelters elsewhere in St. Vincent. Roughly 16,000 people live in the red zone and will be evacuated. The deputy director of the National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, Maria Medard.
We know that some people have a lot of respiratory issues, so we want to take them as far out of the zone as possible, where they will not be affected. The ash fault is likely to compromise people's health issues. It will cause air quality issues.
Scientists say there's a definite increase in seismic activity, which indicates that magma is moving closer to the surface. The volcano last erupted in 1979, and a previous eruption in 1902 killed 1,600 people.
St. Vincent Island is between Puerto Rico and Venezuela. NASCAR is Saturday night this week from Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Motor Racing Network. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the breaking news this morning was the passing of the husband of Queen Elizabeth II. At the age of 99, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. With us right now is Fox contributor Liz Peek. Liz, I know it was a tough news to wake up to this morning, but not all that surprising. We knew that the Duke of Edinburgh had been in ill health. And 99, whew, that's a lot of years, 73 years of marriage to the Queen?
Yeah, sad news indeed, but as you say, somewhat expected. And I must say, reading the notices about his death this morning, I'm reminded of what a remarkable life he led.
Exactly.
You know, a life of considerable hardship, at least a childhood of considerable hardship, as his family was banished from Greece, and then they lived literally in sort of near poverty conditions for many years before he eventually found his way to England and to a very harsh boarding school. I mean, it was not an easy life. So the fact that he perhaps was not the warmest and fuzziest of men is possibly understandable. But my gosh, he... You know, we've all watched The Crown and unfortunately probably conflate those characters with the real people, but it does seem as though he, after some years of restlessness, he kind of settled into a role of really supporting his wife. And you have to admire her and him, I think, for decades of really beyond reproach lives. And, you know, yes, there are people out there who criticize everything the royal family does, but she has, with his help, made it through so many difficulties, prime ministers, wars, etc. It's an impressive history.
Well, without a doubt, I guess on one of their anniversaries, he had commented, they asked, okay, how, you know, what is the success to your marriage? He said, tolerance. Initially, people thought that maybe he meant being tolerant of the Queen. But I think maybe he only just gave it, you know, a comedic pause or just a pause for effect. But he said, no, it's more the Queen's tolerance toward him.
Well, and I think that's fair. Yes. I think, you know, in the beginning, again, look, he like most young men wanted his own career, his own life, and he literally was a step behind the Queen almost in their entire adult lives. And that, I don't think that's too easy for anybody. I mean, how many celebrity couples do we know where the wife is the big cheese and the fellow, right, you know, her husband kind of has to play a secondary role? That's a very tough thing to do. And even if it's your nation's honor and duty that you are serving, nonetheless, he had, you know, been in the Navy. He really liked being in the Navy and having that be kind of his turf.
Right.
And so, anyway, I think, you know, we all feel a little lost because it is also the beginning of a generational change at the palace. And let's face it, the queen isn't going to live forever. And honestly, I really fear the day that she passes, because I think the next generation, I think Prince Charles is something of a, I don't know what, controversial character, kind of weak character. I don't think he's beloved. He's had his ups and downs, Lord knows. I think Will is a very good next in line, as opposed to Charles, but probably it won't go that way. So anyway, there, you know, this is sort of the first in a multi-step progression and transference or whatever, which, right, I don't think will be that fun to watch, to be honest.
Well, the other thing, too, speaking of palace intrigue, is does Harry, you know, come to the funeral, who, you know, loved his grandfather? They had a close relationship. He even spoke of it in the interview. And, you know, and needless to say, there's still, you know, there's still reverberations from that infamous interview. And, you know, if Harry shows up, is it with or without Meghan?
Yeah, good question. My bet would be he goes, Meghan does not. And she'll plead pregnancy or babies or whatever. Mm. And, you know, or something. But I think she would come under a lot. I mean, for one thing, I don't think it's fair I wouldn't want her to come, because they'll sort of steal the show,
right,
and divert attention from Prince Philip. And I think that would be inappropriate. And plus, it's just all about her. And I think that would be just a really unfortunate situation.
Well, before we get to your column and what you wrote about, I want to touch on, you know, of course, we've got so many things, you know, things,
yeah,
at the border. We've got, you know, the Georgia, you know, situation with the Major League Baseball and athletics and sports. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, it is becoming more and more obvious that the tentacles of communist China run deep within our country, don't they?
Well, it's all about the money. And unfortunately, whether it's corporate America or sports organizations or whatever, China is an irresistible force because they have so much money. That's the bottom line. Mm. And, you know, it sort of sickens me to see corporate America and the sports industries knuckling under to communist China. They don't care much, really, about the human rights situation in China or what China does to its neighbors or what they're doing for the climate. That's really the funniest thing of all, right? I mean, we're supposed to be doing triple somersaults here to cut down our emissions. China's emissions are twice ours and growing rapidly, and yet it's perfectly okay to outsource to China, even though it's going to result in greater emissions. I mean, where's the logic in that? Or the ethical standards in that. Look, we all know that China is in the driver's seat in many ways. People are confused and think that it's a bigger country economically than ours. It's not. Not even close yet. It's certainly growing faster, and it will begin to get close to us. We still have more power and might and economic might in particular than China, but we refuse to use it, whereas China is perfectly happy to use
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing that's so frustrating, Liz,
yeah,
right there. That point right there is that here we have all this potential. Donald Trump, I think, opened up the eyes of people, and they could see for themselves what could happen. And you and I talked about, you know, 4 or 5% GDP under the leadership of Donald Trump. And because of the hatred of Donald Trump and this insistence of the Democrats that anything that Donald Trump did was bad, we've got to do something better, you know, and that somehow we have to suspend reality to look at the border and say, oh, somehow it's Donald Trump's fault.
Oh, it's ludicrous. And it's not even just Donald Trump's fault at the border. It's also climate change. You probably didn't know that all those migrants are streaming north because of climate change. That's what Kamala Harris thinks. No wonder she isn't making much of an appearance on dissolving the border.
Yes.
If, you know, is she going to turn around the wind and the sun? I doubt it. You know, all the, when you said it's hard to know where to start, as a columnist occasionally in the past, I've wondered, what should I write about? Now the problem is, it's like drinking from a fire hose, to use an
exactly
metaphor. Right. There's no end of topics. There's so much that makes me mad.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, and the emotion is being felt across this country, Liz Peek. Liz is a former partner of major bracket Wall Street firm Wertheim & Company and a columnist for Fox News. We've got more from her after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Easter celebration provides an opportunity to reflect on our purpose and mission. Jesus' death on the cross was the ultimate act of undeserved love. And without the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday, the Tide Ministry would have no gospel to broadcast. This is the perfect opportunity to meditate on the good news that the Tide radio programs share with listeners every day. The Tide Ministry is excited to go forward in the spring season with a rejuvenation and a rededication to sharing the gospel message. Many of our listeners around the globe are hearing the gospel for the first time or just learning what it means to have a relationship with Christ. As Easter approaches, let's thank God for new life in Christ and the opportunity to share the gospel. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you. And when we say we the people, that has such a depth of understanding and appreciation that we the people need to understand. I mean, three most powerful words in our Constitution, and it is there. It calls us to action. People are increasingly frustrated, Liz Peek, I have to say, with our country. And the way, I mean, the turn, the obvious turn, and I don't know what 80 million people were thinking when they allegedly elected Joe Biden as president of the United States. Did they really think that Joe Biden was not going to be a continuation of the Barack Obama malaise and disturbance in terms of our freedoms? Somehow did they think that he was going to go in the middle? I mean, here we had a we had empirical evidence, all-time low unemployment, energy independence, national security was being sealed up. We had five Arab nations ready to do a Middle East peace that now since has been suspended, a border that was being, you know, controlled and secured, and they just tossed it aside.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, honestly, what it comes down to, I really believe this, my husband believes this as well, people got tired of Trump. I mean, at the end of the day, there were so many things that went wrong, Bill. Mm-hmm. But there's no point going past into past history, I guess. But, I mean, at the end of the day, number one, the media totally covered for Joe Biden in a really horrific way. Dishonest coverage of Joe Biden, never revealing to most of America his gaffes and his wanderings mentally, et cetera, never covering the Hunter Biden story. That's an incredible, incredible thing that happened in the past election cycle. I also do, so, and that was tough. And then big tech, you know, did their bit too. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, a lot of people who actually like Trump policies, and I think that was the most of the nation,
yes,
like Trump policies, they got tired of the incessant battles that he picked. And sadly, that first debate where he came out and he was so belligerent and unpleasant,
yes,
you know, that just cooked it, because it was
kind of really
like
did.
everyone watched that and said, you know, that's what I don't like about this guy. He's got good policies, but he can't control himself. Right. Anyway, long story short, the other thing is that Joe Biden lied. He lied incessantly about being a moderate. He lied about trying to unite the country. I gave a speech two nights ago and went through all the stuff he lied about. It's pretty extraordinary. And again, he couldn't have done it without the help of big-time media. Mm-hmm. But I do think, I do hope, please, Lord, I hope in 2022 that the nation delivers another verdict on this guy. And the polling would have you think that he's really popular. I really can't imagine that that's true. And I think, and don't forget, most people, 58% who voted for Joe Biden didn't vote for him. They
right.
voted against Donald Trump. That's what the polls show.
Exactly.
So, and how you know that's true is that there was no down ballot success for Democrats at all.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a big majority in the House. They have 8 seats, which, by the way,
right.
if you look at the demise of blue states and the loss of representatives, that the shrinkage of California, New York, and other blue states is going to mean they're going to lose those 8 seats, thank the Lord, to mm-hmm. Texas and Florida and red states that are growing.
Exactly. Well,
but anyway,
you know,
I'm hoping
you know.
In 2022 that people deliver a verdict. But here is a message for your listeners, because they respect you and they're listening to you. You know, I wrote a piece this morning in The Hill about New York City, which is really in serious trouble. And our legislators are on a suicide mission, raising taxes when they've already lost hundreds and thousands of high-end taxpayers out of New York. But here's the real point I want to make. You got to stand up. And I don't mean just stand up and do something on Twitter. 8.5% of New York's population elected Bill de Blasio in the second term. 8.5%.
Right.
So think about that. That's nothing. Had the mm-hmm. Republicans even, or a different Democrat, even ventured to pose any kind of real effort, they could have won that election.
Exactly.
But everyone kind of gives up, rolls over, and says, oh, well, it won't get that bad. It is that bad. And mm-hmm. and it's time in all these cities across the country, and by the way, it's going to get to smaller towns. It's going to get to towns near you, wherever you are. People
yep.
need to get involved.
Yeah, it metastasized. There's no doubt. There's a call. And that's why I said earlier about we the people, Liz. I firmly believe that. And I agree with you 100% that this is the way to take over. And we just interviewed an attorney out of Arizona that's talking about becoming a committeeman. And he's got a whole process and series. And it's brilliant. And he's been training people on how to do that, to take back their local communities, starting at the local level that they're changed. And also some, you know, because he's saying, look, let's not start a third party. The problem with the Tea Party was they just didn't have the infrastructure in which to be sustained. And then, of course, it was easy for Barack Obama and Lois Lerner and the IRS to kind of, you know, put their foot on their throat and, you know, cancel them. And they're a shell of what they were and what they could have been because the Democratic Party and Barack Obama saw them as quite dangerous. But he's saying, look, get involved in the Republican Party. You can reform the Republican Party.
Yep.
And I agree with him. He says 80% of the people, the leadership in the Republican Party, he says, Bill, they're globalist. He says, you just have to see that, you know, for what they are and what that means. And people are understanding more and more. The globalists go along with, you know, corporate America and these larger entities, big tech, that want to put America last. They're not about America first.
That's exactly right. And they want, and people are not as aware as we will hopefully make them over the next 2 years that the Republican Party has changed. Under Trump, it changed. It is no longer the party of big corporate America, the big tech, et cetera. Biden, if you go on Open Secrets and see who gave money to Joe Biden, big tech, big corporate America, and big labor. That's who elected Joe Biden. That's why the Chamber of Commerce is so offended now that he wants to raise taxes. Hello, where were you? And the reason they took on the Chamber of Commerce in the last election supported, I think it was 22 Democrats in Congress who were vulnerable. They gave them money. Why? They didn't want a Republican Trump and a Republican Congress because not that Trump was so anti-business, on the contrary, but he was anti-China. And China is at the heart of corporate America's playbook. And I got to say, you know, I've always been a champion of big business. They provide great benefits for workers. They provide a lot of jobs in our country. But this is something where they have gone askew. And they have forsaken, in a sense, the trust that they have been given by the American people. And I agree with you. It is about China. It's about power, but it's all about the money.
Amen. Liz Peek, what people are really concerned, we've got 2 minutes left here. All this sounds good. The midterms 2022, just around the corner, coming at us very quickly. Can't be here fast enough. I mean, Joe Biden, in less than 100 days, has done more damage to this country. And I would say to the nations around the world as well, because America is not an island unto itself. We know that quite well. But we need to protect the elections. And what Georgia tried to do, and even what they did, I agree with Donald Trump in this sense, is that they did some things, but I think that everybody kind of needs to get together and says, this is what a secure election, a fair and free election looks like, because it has been, you know, at least have some principles in place. I understand we've got 50 different states and everybody's going to have a different idea, but at the end of the day, shouldn't we have something that we can mostly agree on?
Well, yes, and for example, most Americans think we should have voter ID, and yet the Democrats want to federally outlaw the requirement that you have any kind of voter ID. It's pretty astonishing. So Democrats are not on the side of the general public here. They are on the side of Democrats. They're on the side of people who know that ballot harvesting works on behalf of Democrats. Why? Because you have enormous organizations like the teachers' unions with millions, literally millions of members willing to volunteer their time to go to nursing homes, go to various other institutions, gather up all those ballots, and present them for Democrat candidates. Are those ballots valid? Have they been signed and affirmed by people who really know what they're doing? Who knows?
Yeah.
The possibility of fraud is there, and it's perfectly okay to make sure it isn't. And that's what Georgia's law is all about.
She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz. Have a great weekend.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day of mourning in the United Kingdom. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age of 99. Daily Mail reporter covering the royals tells Fox News Prince Harry will surely be at the funeral.
I would absolutely expect Prince Harry to be there. I mean, you know, given that the pandemic is still going on and restrictions in the UK are quite serious, we don't know exactly what that will look like, but I do think that he will move heaven and earth in order to make sure that he will be there, certainly for the funeral. And the important thing is that the royal family is able to come together, support one another, and collectively mourn the loss of their patriarch.
The prince died Friday morning at Windsor Castle. President Biden's gun control measure is starting to take shape.
This is an epidemic, for God's sake, and it has to stop.
Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert suggested Thursday that President Biden is a tyrant after he argued the Second Amendment was not absolute. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. John Zemer going to jump into this right away because we have lots to talk about. John is the senior editor of Stream.org. Hey, John, I don't know about you, but this is probably one of the best Easters, if not the best Easters I've ever had. It was really a special time of, you know, revelation and just sensing a closer proximity with, you know, God himself.
Oh, yeah. God bless you. I'm glad to hear that. I wasn't able to get a ticket at my parish because they're at 20% capacity in Texas, even though Texas has reopened. But I managed to get in at another parish in downtown Dallas.
Oh, good.
For the first time in several weeks, I managed to get to a Catholic service because it was available. The lockdown has really devastated the liturgical life.
Yeah, amazing. You know, when you think about that, as you and I have discussed before, in Florida, we've been, you know, very fortunate. Didn't have a problem, didn't have to worry about a ticket, so was able to experience Easter service here in Florida without a problem. But, you know, I came across a quote from Pope John Paul II, and I thought of you. I you know, to be honest with you, I'm not saying just because you and I are talking, but I did think of you right away. And the quote was, "We are Easter people, and our song is Alleluia."
And I don't know why you flashed in front of me, and I thought about that, because maybe because of our faith that we have in common, and we've talked about this, but I just, you know, again, in terms of the Easter season and what it represents, and the identification of being an Easter, you know, an Easter person, you know,
well, certainly America has gone through a very long Lent since, and much of the world, because of the epidemic. And
yes.
It certainly would be nice to see a resurrection of freedom and faith and family and all those things that are under assault in so many directions. I've got a piece up at stream.org. There's a fellow, Sean King, in New York, S-H-A-U-N King. He claims to be black, though he looks lighter than I do, but his birth certificate says he's white, but he identifies as black.
Okay.
And it's this attack on the, quote, white man's Jesus, unquote. That's his term for traditional Christianity, basically for Christianity that teaches the biblical morality and defends, you know, national integrity, private property, all the things of public order that we take for granted, that we render unto Caesar, while encouraging Christians to do acts of charity and kindness, things like prison fellowship ministries, like crisis pregnancy centers, like missions to, like, help the Uyghurs in China, all the things the church has traditionally done. Sean King calls that, dismisses all that. That's the white man's Jesus. Well, what is the real Jesus? The real Jesus is voting for the government to force people to redistribute their wealth on pain of prison, imprisonment for tax fraud. Opening the borders to whoever wants to show up for whatever reason in however many numbers. Taking people's guns away, the whole left-wing agenda of the Democrats, that's the real Christianity. And I was just staggered by this. I actually called it Sean King's Christian Face Minstrel Show, because it was a message for, it was a message for Easter, in which Sean King, apparently a white guy who claims to be black, is also a leftist. Here he's claiming to be a Christian. But Christianity is getting the government to force your neighbors to do acts of charity. That's what you will be judged on when you're at the throne of Christ. Christ will ask, how did you vote? Did you vote for Biden? Did you vote for Hillary Clinton? Did you vote for Bill Clinton? That is the cheapest kind of Christianity, the cheapest grace imaginable. Listen, I voted for those things. No, they didn't happen. I did my best, you know, or the government took part of my taxes. I'm off the hook. Yeah. If that were Christianity, to hell with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, like, is there anything that he had to say that would be consistent with anything that Jesus said while he was here on earth?
Well, he said it was good. He quotes the whole section where Jesus says, whatever you do unto the least of my brothers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He quotes that from Matthew. Yeah, so since it's a quote, he couldn't mangle that. But he mangled what it meant. he said that what it meant was to support left-wing politics. And what does it mean to say the white man's Jesus? What does that even mean? Imagine somebody said, oh, that's the black man's Jesus, and associated it with a bunch of negative things. That, you know, people would say that was racist. Well, maybe it's racist to dismiss the hundreds of millions of Christians who happen to be of European descent over the centuries who, I don't know, sent missionaries to Africa, ended the slave trade, fought in the Civil War to end slavery while it still existed in Africa into the 1960s. We ended it in the 1860s in America, and a lot of white guys fought and died to accomplish
that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying Christianity is a white man's religion. He is saying false Christianity is the white man's Jesus. Now, if this were 1860, and he were talking about Southern preachers who defended slavery, I would be fine with him criticizing that. Or even 1950, some Christians in America defended legal segregation. If that were true today, I would cut Sean King all the slack in the world to call that the white man's Jesus. But he means anyone who wants to have a functioning southern border, anyone who wants to have property rights, anyone who doesn't think home invasion. John King is not some pro, is not a pro-life Democrat. He is all the way for left-wing Democrat. I mean, how could you equate abandoning unborn children, abandoning the Uyghur slaves in China who work in factories that make parts for Nike and Apple? How could you equate that with Jesus Christ?
Exactly.
Closing up to Joe Biden and the abortion industry and Google and Facebook and Twitter and Nike and the Chinese Communist government. Sorry, that's really speaking truth to power, isn't it?
Yeah, really. You know, and the thing that galls me about all this, John, is that they try to do it in the name of Jesus. I mean, how dare you misrepresent our Lord and what God has said? I mean, God was real clear in the Garden of Eden. He really did say that. And, you know, Satan learned the hard way. And Sean King and others who buy into this this false narrative, this faux religion, will find out. And that's been my prayer constantly, because unless God comes in and makes it clear and evident, boy, I'll tell you, the parade is long. It is not stellar, but it's rather disappointing to see how many people are buying in, you know, to this race baiting and to this faux religion.
That's right. They're trying to make a cult out of racial divisions, when in fact we should be trying to get past them and
exactly.
Just have integrated congregations where we look past the externals. It's funny, the same people who want to treat race as fundamental and decisive, and who cracked down on Rachel Dolezal, that poor woman who became convinced she was black and dressed black, even though she was of entirely white ancestry. She can't even get a job folding towels in a hotel. But we're all supposed to venerate Bruce Jenner and all these men who identify as women so they can beat girls up in high school rugby teams. But, you know, race is a very secondary, very insignificant difference among people, whereas the male and female is a fundamental chasm that doesn't even just exist among humans. It exists among all mammals, and even many trees have fundamental difference of sex. It's a basic reality of biology, whereas the difference between lighter skin and darker skin is really insignificant from a biological standpoint, a psychological and a moral standpoint. So it's bizarre to me that the left is treating male and female as convenient fictions, but race as some fundamental essence around which we organize this quasi-religion of wokeness. It's just bizarre to me.
Amazing. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues. John, I wanted to address another column that you had at Stream.org about a Catholic priest. Fears no one but God. Boy, that's refreshing.
Oh, this guy is amazing. I'm calling up the column now. His name is Father... He's a Midwestern priest, Father Costco, William Costco, K-O-S-C-O. And it's just a videotape of a sermon he gave in his parish. He's not some famous guy. He's not a bishop, and he never will be by this point. He's talking, if anybody wants to see the video, if you look it up, it's called Catholic Priest Unloads on Pro-Abortion Catholics. He talks about Joe Biden, but he also talks about the people who consider themselves Christians and voted for Joe Biden too, despite or because of his position supporting abortion all the way up through birth, all 9 months for any reason at all, including infanticide. Father Costco says, well, I know some of you people say that you're Catholics just like me. And what I want you to realize is, just because you can say the words in the creed on Sunday and affirm that you believe those things, that doesn't necessarily mean anything for your salvation. Because you know who else believes every item in the creed? Satan.
Satan, exactly.
Satan believes but trembles. The demons recognize Jesus and he chased them out, and they jumped into the Gadarene swine and ran down the cliff into the sea to drown the pigs.
Yes.
Satan believes but trembles. You can believe every single item in the Christian creed of any denomination, but if you believe in abortion, you have the wrong viewpoint on that creed. You look at it as the devil does. If innocent human life at its most innocent and its most helpless is not sacred, if life is not worth protecting, even when that life is going to be difficult, grow up in poverty, maybe have Down syndrome, maybe have a genetic condition that requires special care and love, or maybe that just the kid is inconvenient because you want to finish law school, or you got a woman pregnant and you don't really want to have to deal with her, so you're going to pressure her to have an abortion. If innocent human life is not worth protecting, and you know, to any for up end for any at any cost.
Exactly.
If life itself is not a good thing, then what does it mean to say God created it? You don't think it's good, so you're not on God's side. You're not on the side of, you may believe Jesus came to earth, but he's your enemy because he came to protect and to sanctify life, which is something you don't think is any good. That's the devil's point of view. That's Satan's point of view, that life is basically a miserable botch, that you can make it sort of acceptable as long as, you know, you have a certain degree of pleasure and enjoyment. And one of those areas of pleasure is sexual freedom. And
exactly.
What the main thing interrupting sexual freedom is the result of children. Unwanted children you don't want who will get in the way, but harsh your mellow, kill your buzz.
Yes.
If you think life isn't worth living without the freedom to kill babies, you are on Satan's side in the great cosmic battle. Don't come up to communion. Stop coming to Mass. Go away until you're willing to re-examine this and decide, really, whose side are you on? The creator
exactly.
of the universe or his enemy, who is
wow.
a rebel and thinks life is evil? It's the most powerful sermon I've heard in a
what
long time.
We've got to link that on our website. I've got to check that out and make sure we get it linked there. It is so strong. Truth coming out of the pulpit like that. I mean, we've already had several priests speak up and say they would not give communion to Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi. For that very reason, yes.
If a public official who promotes abortion is held to a much higher standard than somebody who just votes for Biden, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know people who are pro-life who stupidly voted for Biden just because they can't stand Trump personally. Well, that kind of irrationality, you know, that's one thing. But to be it's bad, but it's not the level of culpability of a politician who actually can make a difference, can use his voice and has power and could be protecting the 50% plus of black children conceived in New York City who are aborted. More than
yes.
half of the black kids in New York City die by abortion. Less than 50% are born. If you think Black Lives Matter and you think that's perfectly okay, you are a hypocrite of
totally.
The highest order, and you should shut up. Just yeah. shut up. I don't want to hear your opinion on any subject at all, because you and I are on the opposite sides. I'm with life and God and innocent children, and you're with Satan and Hugh Hefner and Pornhub, and mm-hmm. we have nothing in common.
Well, and God was real clear in the Bible. He says, look at, actually it was Moses, you know, telling the children of Israel, what stands before you is a choice between life and death. And he didn't pause very long to let them know just as quick that life was the right choice. That's
yeah.
what you want to choose, right? And so, what's happening, you know, relevant to what you were saying earlier, you know, these people, so-called, you know, Christians that say they believe in the creed, speak it out, but then they don't practice it and think that they can participate in abortion and be against God and choose death over life. The difference is at least Satan knows that and trembles. They don't.
Right. They're in denial. They think they can buy brownie points with God by voting for Democrats who will have the government go through the motions of helping the poor, go through the motions of helping immigrants get a fair deal, and basically force people to pretend they're doing the Christian works of mercy. The Christian works of mercy are meant to be done by us voluntarily, either independently, individually, or in groups through church agencies, not via the government marching up to people with a bayonet and taking their money.
And coercing, yes.
Yeah. Jesus did not go to Pontius Pilate and tell him to set up the Great Society to, you know, to do welfare programs, because that would keep the mobs quiet and even buy him support. Bread and circuses. The pagan Romans invented bread and circuses.
Exactly.
All on their own. They didn't need Jesus Christ to do it, and it wasn't what he was asking for.
We got about 4.5 minutes left here, John. I did want to address this other thing, and we're going to talk about it the next time as well. Pope Francis, what is he thinking in rehabilitating Judas?
Oh, this is, I'm actually got a two-part column. I have to write part two today at stream.org. Pope Francis is trying to convince us that maybe all souls go to heaven in the end, including Judas. And he's had articles run at the Vatican newspaper trying to present the idea that Judas may have sincerely repented, and maybe he even played a special role in salvation. Maybe he was playing a providential role that God had set out for him, and maybe we should even see him as a special figure who plays a part in our redemption. It's an incredibly perverse idea that I think Pope Francis picked up from a brilliant Argentine writer, Jorge Luis Borges, a wonderful Argentine science fiction, highly intellectual science fiction author who was kind of their Philip K. Dick. And he had a story called Three Versions of Judas that imagines a theologian so perverse that he sees Judas as more our savior than Jesus. And it was a short story designed to provoke thought and I think highlight some very perverse strains of Christianity that had gone off the rails to the point of insanity. Pope Francis seems to have read it and thought it was a good idea. We can emphasize God is so merciful, he even forgives Judas. Well, it would be nice if that were true, except that Jesus said the opposite.
Exactly.
At the Last Supper, as he prepared for his death and he talked to his apostles as a group for the very last time, he said it would be better for the man who betrays him if he had never been born at all.
Now, exactly.
If he were going to end up in heaven, that would not be true. Whatever sufferings you go through in this life, whatever repentance you need to do, if you end up in heaven, it was worth it. Jesus said it wasn't worth it. So the church, since the beginning, has said, well, we know at least one soul went to hell. That was Judas, because Christ said so. Pope Francis is elevating himself over the words of Jesus Christ in the gospel. He's done things like this before. He elevated himself over the words of God the Father in the covenant of Noah when God demanded the death penalty for the killing of the innocent. Pope Francis has said, no, that was wrong. Well, Pope Francis also contradicted Jesus on divorce and remarriage. He's opening the door for Catholics to get divorced and remarried and still go to communion. Again, he is taking the side of the Pharisees against Jesus Christ, whose vicar he allegedly is here on earth. Pope Francis is destroying the institution of the papacy. I don't know what's going to be left of it when he passes on and is probably succeeded by someone like him, because he's already stacked the College of Cardinals.
Exactly.
So
added 12 more cardinals, right?
So I don't see how the Catholic Church in its current form will still exist in 25 years. I don't know what's going to be there, what's going to remain, but not the thing that John Paul II and Benedict had. It's going to be a very different institution, maybe a little rump remnant in the jungles of the Amazon or something.
Well, it's a sad future that we're looking at here, and for people of faith and the true followers of the Catholic faith have to stay the course and know what God said, know what Jesus said, and stand by that, not by the rule of man, because we can always trust in God himself. That's who we trust. Dr. John Zemarek, stream.org is where you want to go. John, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight.
Thank you.
And I'm going to get that video, and we're going to link it on our website. Thank you so much for sharing.
Happy Easter, Bill.
You got it. Take care, buddy.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium?